Morning, everybody. Let's just bow and pray real quick here. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful morning, and we thank you for each other and for your grace, Lord, and your love, and that we have opportunities to serve one another, and thank you for what the boys had to say, and pray, Lord, for what I have to say here, that it would be a blessing, and also for the message afterward. We also pray for those who are in need of you today, Lord, sick people and that aren't here. And help us all to be mindful of you and keep our eye on what's important. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I had some things for the children and the young people to think about, and me included. I was thinking about the things that we think are fun in life and how, and also our responsibilities. It's always a struggle between the two, you know. First, we do what our parents tell us to do our chores and all that, and get those done. And then there's people to help and serving the Lord, you know, just thinking about others, putting them first. But how does that equate with having fun, you know? When you're a kid, you want to have fun, or even when we're adults, we want to have fun. But I was thinking about that, and I'm just going to start by sharing a story of my own, something I went through recently. So I think that a certain game is fun that's on the internet, and it's called Mind Test. It's kind of like a game where you build things and you do things. And well, I don't see anything wrong with that game in and of itself, but I came to the point where it was so addicting that I decided to quit doing it. And then I started doing it again. But after a few times, and I sought counsel with David and stuff, and you know, I think what David thinks is that we all need to decide these things for ourselves as we become adults and things. There's things that are fun, but what's the line? Like where do you call it edifying and, you know, to God's glory, and where do you say that it's not, you know? So that's kind of what I ask a lot of times myself. But anyway, I'll finish my story. So pretty soon I was just like, I'm so tired of this. On a cold day, I don't feel like going out and doing my chores. I just feel like staying inside and playing this game because it's funner, you know. It was just too fun. And so I guess my conclusion was, when things are too fun, sometimes we need to, in some cases, maybe stay away from them. Maybe we even just want to stay away from them because we can't get our work done, you know, and do the things we actually enjoy doing, you know, like helping others. And so I just, long story short, I stopped it. In fact, we're getting rid of the internet. We're not rid of it yet, but we're just going to get rid of the internet because that's just our decision, you know. We made that decision a couple times already and didn't actually stop the internet. We just kept doing it anyway, even though we decided to get rid of it. But now, for real, we're going to get rid of it. Get a simple phone plan and just get rid of the internet. But anyway, there's nothing wrong with the internet. That's not what I'm saying. Like, the point I want to bring out is that anything that we think is fun, I think, from what I've been learning and wisdom I've been gathering and stuff, is God allows those to test us. You know, he can test any one of those things that we think is fun. Sometimes we're going to have to choose to take a greater responsibility, you know, especially as you grow older and start having a family and stuff and looking out for each other. And to be honest, I get little whiffs of that bigger picture. It's hard, you know, I'm still a kid at heart, and things are fun, and you know, but when you start to get a glimpse of responsibility and how much greater that is, you know, when you compare it with what's fun, and then here's this responsibility, and it's so much higher and so much greater. So I just want to encourage everybody with them thoughts, like, the last point I want to make is that God can supply our needs, you know. He knows that we need certain things. And I think sometimes he tests us, or he might delay reward, but that's better, you know. Better to rely on him for those things. And I want to ask one big question. How do we rely on him? You know, that's a choice every day. It's something we have to decide, you know. Like, are we going to rely on him for our needs, or are we going to just seek after our own interest all the time, you know? So I'm going to leave it at that, and just want to bless you all and have a good day. Prayer requests. Sorry, I always forget this. Does anybody have any prayer requests? I should have asked that before, but...
Kamal and Nancy.
And I won't pray, I'm just... because I already prayed, but remember Kamal and Nancy.